Amen. Glory to God. Okay, so we were in Matthew 28, right? So when we said what Jesus was doing was the instruction is instruction from scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Instruction from scriptures. So why I went through that route of ecclesia and the life was because Jesus didn't coin any word. We're going to see it. Jesus didn't coin any word. So it's a discipleship. When you know what discipleship is, a Jesus word. It's not a Jesus word. Church, ecclesia, is not a Jesus word. So I now said what John Wycliffe has done was that he had gone back and he had seen the use of the word ecclesia, which is not Greek, and he looked for a word within, he looked for a word within the English context, right, that actually suits ecclesia in scripture. So you can't say it was diabolical. Okay with me. In fact, there is another pointer that people don't really see. Is the fact that even God make use of the word temple. Temple was natural to them in their world. Amen. Temple was not used for temple of God. Temple was used for idol worship. And God used the same word for himself. Do you get that? Do you get that? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, what's your problem? I know that she just said I wasn't emotional. Well, that's what she thought, but I wasn't. I just have to defend what I had to. Amen. In fact, recently, in another post, which is not what I shared with you guys, I want to see. This is doctrine you are propagating. You might be with it for donkey years. I know the doctrine. And you don't know where it's going to end you up. I know this doctrine very well. This doctrine. This one. This one. Started using the word Jesus. I said, this one you are going. I know the end. So let me just gently leave you. And I did. Gently leave you because I know the end. Glory to God. So you discover that every latter interpreter of Moses was interpreting Moses. So if you want to understand the use of words within the New Testament books of your Bible, you must have to concentrate those words within the Old Testament books. Amen. You have to concentrate it there. Then I told you some years back, that you are standing at the middle of a divide where you have the Hebrew and then the Greek. Right? The Greek is interpreting the Hebrew, and you're not speaking Hebrew nor Greek. So you're looking at both the interpretation in application, and then you're looking at the original word. And you are standing with another language, and you have to bridge both words. You see that? So you have more work to do, and that is called worship. It's called worship. You say, God can't be this difficult now. All these Greek dameneo. Do you know that? Let me tell you the truth. Now I want to tell you the gospel truth. Do you know that God did it that way? Amen. God did it that way. That act of you doing it. In fact, that act of you doing that translation or interpretation is called worship. It's worship. In the days of Jesus, for you to have a Bible, you will have to get your pen and copy. Imagine you are copying Genesis to Malachi. That is God. You have to do it. But what about for Moses? Moses was just, no, Moses also interpreted. You are not looking at it now. But Moses interpreted. Amen. Amen. Adam is a Hebrew name. No good. Adam is a Hebrew name. But was Adam Hebrew? So he did interpretation. Amen. Hope you are following me. So God did it that way. How about that? Glory to God. When you get to scripture, you appreciate what God has done in scriptures. So Jesus said, make disciples. So disciple is not a Jesus word. Do you agree with me now? Amen. It's not a Jesus word. It didn't come from heaven. No. Disciple is what you have as apprentice today. So Jesus borrowed the word apprentice. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. He borrowed the word apprentice. Go make apprentice. That's another word for it. That's what disciple. What about me? Follower. Apprentice. Men who will learn. So Jesus didn't coin that word. So, glory to God. So he said, what should be taught? He said, teaching them to observe whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. I am with you always. So when Jesus said, I'm with you always, what I've commanded, I am with you always, what comes to mind is his leading. I'm with you always. In John 10, I'll do a lot of quoting. In John 10, he says he is the good shepherd. The leading of the Spirit. He's the good shepherd. The one who leads. The good shepherd. Hallelujah. The good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. So one thing, or what should be taught in discipleship is his leading. Because he's the good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Someone said, oh, leading of the Spirit. Yeah, leading of the Spirit. Yeah. He said, Jesus said, my sheep hears my voice. Hallelujah. So it's funny when a believer says, I cannot hear God. I've never heard God before. No, you've not paid attention. You've not discerned his voice. But God speaks. Hallelujah. Hope you're with me. I want you guys to listen to our series on leading and perception from this first series we had. We started having it 2 years ago. Go, get back to it and get to the website. Listen to it. Amen. Understanding the voice of God. We have it there. Hallelujah. Listen to it. Glory to God. Sorry. Listen to it. Amen. He said, my sheep hears my voice. Hears my voice. So we said, by default, a believer is well led. By default. Leading on the Spirit. By default, I'm well led. By default. The believer doesn't lack God's leading. No. The believer has light and life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The believer has light and has life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said on Sunday, the believer doesn't have leading issues. The believer doesn't have leading issues. Say, no, my problem in life is that I don't know if God is leading me. No, God leads the believer. Hallelujah. Say, God leads me. Say, God leads me.
God leads me.
I have his leading. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have God's leading. You have his leading. Has light. And you say, whenever I hear the word leading of the Spirit, the background of it, when you hear leading of the Spirit, the background of it is the Old Testament books. Hallelujah. Old Testament books. Genesis chapter number 1. There's darkness and God says, I am light. Did you see that? So when he said, I am light, is it in leading? Is it in leading? Genesis 1? Is that leading? Is that leading?
Yeah.
So when it gets to in Exodus 3, when he was talking to Moses, and he said to Moses, I am that I am. Tell them, I am that I am. What was that for? Is that not leading to? Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? He was going to go deliver them out of Egypt. Out of Egypt. That is his leading. So that means the name I am, Ego am I in the Greek, higher in the Hebrew, is the name for God's leading. So in Matthew 28, when he said, I am with you, is the same word Ego am I, meaning is his name in leading. So he's the one that leads. Glory to God. When he says, I am is with you, meaning the one who leads is with you. How long? Forever. Hallelujah. So God is leading us. His name is I Am. I Am is his name in salvation, in his leading. Hallelujah. I Am is with you always. Hallelujah. So God doesn't stop leading us. And we need to hear this very well. He doesn't stop leading us. He doesn't stop. God doesn't stop. God doesn't go on a pause. He doesn't go on a break. God is having a midterm break. No, he doesn't go on a break. Hallelujah. He's always leading. You hear this always and again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we said, if there's an issue when it comes to leading, it's not with whether God is leading us. Always cleanse. Always cleanse. Well, if there's an issue when it comes to leading, it's not whether God is leading us. But the issue will be what? Are we discerning? Are we recognizing and following that leading? Now, that is where the issue is. Are we discerning and following it? Do you know whether he's the one? Can you discern his voice? He's leading in the midst of those noise. But whether he's leading you, he is. Amen. Is he there to guide you? He's always there. But are you following him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you following? And that's where we stopped on Sunday. We looked at this and some other more. And some other things, sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, how does he lead us? You said the central focus will be the mind. Right? God will lead you through your mind. And that is why we use the word, remember those two words, sushematizo and metamorpho? Sushematizo? Romans 12 verse 2, it said, be not conformed to this word, sushematizo. Don't be squeezed into the word's mold. Amen. Because your mind. He said, don't be squeezed into the world's mode of doing things. In the world, they just do things anyhow. People follow their feelings. Your feelings is not the leading of the spirit. Amen. Amen. So I say, follow your heart. Well, depends on what you are referring to as your heart. Follow your heart. And it's always matters of the heart. Say, follow your heart. Amen. I've learned to tell people, okay, do it in your mind, not to God's children. Hallelujah. I was talking to someone today, and then another person, no, just do what you want to do. I'm not interested. That is it. Can you say that to me? Is it because the person said, can you say that to me? I said, you have a free will, right? I have a free will. Do what I say, but can you just see? You just say, can you say to your church member? I said, those are my church members. I care for them. You can do that easily to fellow brothers. Follow the leading of the Spirit. You can just say, let's follow God's leading. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let's follow God's leading. Let's follow God's leading. Let's follow God's leading. I want to be fast, man. I can say some things. Amen. Let's follow God's leading. No, we can say it easily. Let's follow God's leading. Let him lead us. Hallelujah. Let him lead us. Let him lead us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have a duty. Say, don't be conformed to this, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Of your mind. Of your mind. So that means I have a duty to renew my mind. That I may improve that which is good, acceptable and the perfect will of God. I have a duty to renew my mind. Right? Right? To renew my mind. Improving what God's will is. So that means, if my mind is not renewed, watch it. If my mind is not renewed, I can misconstrue what God's leading is. I can pick up something else and think it's God's leading. That means I must always work on my mind. If you remember, last time I taught us on leading, last two times I taught us on leading on the Spirit, I made mention of Paul. Did you remember that? Do you remember that? Paul. How Paul, we're going to look at it a bit in this teaching. Now, how Paul was led by God's Spirit to go to where? To go to where? To Jerusalem. And some people came and were crying that Paul shouldn't go to Jerusalem. They were crying and begging him. And no, God doesn't want you to go to Jerusalem. Did you see that? Did they hear from God or their mind? You see, they missed you know, when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, you must know this is where it leads me to, right? So they understood, right? This is where God, this is what God is showing you, and then they went further. They allowed their emotion to play in. Many times, so people do that. Many times people do it. Where they allow their emotions coming. And that's how, because that's how you've trained your mind to work. Let your emotion to not play in. Now let your emotion play in to God's leading. Hallelujah. You were crying. And Paul said, you were not looking as if Paul was a demon. Paul also when God's leading. They now cry, ah, Paul, don't go. Ah, hey, man, ah, Paul, yeah. Paul was not, they were crying literally. Amen. Then Paul said, ah, bones are with you. God showed them. Now, I'm getting there today. God showed them by prophecy that this is what is going to happen to Paul in where? In Jerusalem. Hallelujah. But what is it? God showed them. This was going to happen to Paul. That they're going to bind him. Bones are with him. Right? Oh, that's where he was supposed to stop. So he's informed. Right? So this is what is going to happen there. Bones are going to get to you. But God didn't tell them to tell him not to go. The fact about the leading was now being shown to Paul via prophecy. We are getting there. Fact about that leading that Paul had. But they now brought in their emotions. Paul, don't go! Ah, bones are with you. But Paul, because he understood God is the one leading me, he said, nevertheless, right? The bones are with me. Say, God shown through many that bones are with me, but nevertheless, I go. I go bound in the Spirit. Compelled in the Spirit. We're going to see those words. Compelled in the Spirit. Many times you know God's leading that way. You are compelled in the Spirit. This is what to do. This is what you should do. Compare. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, as we get into 2025, we're not going to walk with our senses. We're not going to walk, when I mean with our senses, I mean we're not going to walk without God's leading. We're going to walk with God's leading. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're getting there. So, God's leading, watch this, God's leading will flow through your mind. Right? Right? God will lead us also with our mind. So our mind is important. So we have to renew our mind. Renew our mind. So we renew our mind. We say we are given that role, Proverbs 4, to mount a guard. Right? Right? Guard your heart, Proverbs 4, with all diligence. Proverbs 4:21. He said, guard your heart, 29:23. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues. Now, he said that word, guard your heart, is where you have that Hebrew word for the work of a custom officer that parades the border of a city. Mishma. Amen. That parades the border of a city to ensure that there are no contrabands coming in. So you have to mount a guard on your heart to ensure that there are no contrabands. Wrong words. So you mount a guard. Hallelujah. And I told you, in 2025, we're going to look at that as a teaching. Right? Dealing with my thoughts. I think I should call it mounting a guard. You must learn to mount a guard. Some of us will allow things to sink first before we begin to... Don't allow it. Amen. Amen. Don't allow it to enter. You have that duty to mount a guard. Glory to God. You mount a guard. The best of believers today, permit the use of that word, best of believers today, can end up walking in the flesh if he doesn't do anything about what he gets into his mind. Amen. I've been born again for quite some days. And I can tell you, I've seen people who are committed getting to the world. Hallelujah. And, you know, we can't judge them. But, you know, you have a duty to mount a guard. Mount a guard. Hallelujah. Satan doesn't come. Satan's trick hasn't changed. He will not come and tell you, I'm devil, I'm Satan. No. He starts from your mind. Little by little. Little by little. Little by little. From just sometimes from just telling somebody waka. Just a few days I was driving by here and a bike was going. Jejeli. I was coming out. Jejeli. The child at the back of the bike just turned in the bike and just did me waka. And lo and behold, as he did the waka, the bike stopped. And the father was the one driving the bike. I came down. I had to come down because that child was just too young to tell me waka from the bike. Where did he learn it from? I came and I said, wait. Were you telling me waka for what? I came down on the car. Oh, no. Why? The father now started begging me. I said, no. This child is just wrong. He's not yet 14, not yet 15. How else it will be is 8 or 10 years. He's ready to say waka from bike. If he gets to 20, that's what will he be doing? He'll be swearing, calling Shango up and down. Yes, now. Ogu. No, I've not seen people say, I saw it, Ogu. They want to buy this thing. How? I tell you the truth. I was angry. If I had more time, if not that there's some bike coming at my back and I'll block it, I would have warned the father. What bitch is that? Take care of your child, way. With my child, when I'm done with that child, he will never ever use the word waka again. You know that. I was not close to him. If I had even hit him, it would have been something I built up. He just, maybe he has seen it and I just want to practice it. And lo and behold, the bike now stopped. I couldn't move. Amen. Amen. But you see, you have to guard your heart. And Satan doesn't just come one and say, I'm devil, now I want to destroy your mind. No, he comes with little things. Little by little, you are not telling people waka. Little by little. You guys, I start little. Little here and a little there. Waka. From waka. You say, they whine me. State governor. Lori Buruku. What is another one? She is Yalaya. little. Next thing, brother. From small. Maybe as you're doing waka, pastor doesn't see you. My father said, Mama, Castle took it again. Manzozo zebra, da. Harrow's king, the husky. From there, brother is ready. Fuck! That's the F word. That's the F word. From there, brother. That's what he does. At what point did he start smoking? Oh, he says that I will come and give you a cigar in your hand. No, it's little by little. You are lying those wrong things in your mind. People who got addicted to pornography and what's this other one? To masturbation. Do you think he just started like that? No, he didn't start like that. He started from watching, seeing the picture. Makes sense. From picture, he's graduating. He said, what are we studying? A believer is having small toy. He's not just small man he's having. He started from somewhere. Hallelujah. Started from somewhere. So you guard your heart. Hallelujah. And many times people think the way you guard your heart is just by, you see something like, No, that's not how you guard your heart. Guarding your heart is active. Amen. It's active. Hallelujah. It's very active. In the name of Jesus, my eyes are secure. You know, he was acting, say, I did not just small thing. It's not like that. From watching a kiss scene, to watching a sex scene, from there to pornography. That's how it starts. You think they are watching, they are kissing, you are closing your eyes. Who does closing your eyes help? You speak God's word. That is your mind. Amen. Something is being infringed on your mind. You say God's word. Hallelujah. I don't walk in sexual immorality in the name of Jesus. You know, you're saying God's word. Hallelujah. Because Satan seeks your defense. Hope you're hearing me. Satan seeks your what? Your defense. So you stand God's word. You stand on God's word. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Little by little. I don't know why I'm attracted to bad girls or bad boys. Oh, sorry for someone. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following. Satan isn't going to appear to you and say, I'm devil. How are you? Benji, I'm devil. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 rounds of Igbo. He starts from smoking matches. That's how you don't start. You begin to like the smell of smoke. How is that? They'll be fine, granite. You go and stay there. I like this smell. Why would you like the smell of this boy? That is how it starts. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Nobody just falls off. Something has been worked on his mind over time. Oh, hope you're hearing me. Over time, your mind. So your mind is very vital. And God needs your mind. So you have to walk like a custom officer. No contraband comes in. Amen. No contraband comes in. So you are mounting that guard. Hallelujah. And then the next thing you do is that you go in and you pick out all the contrabands that you might have allowed in when you were sleeping. You pick out all those contrabands. How do you pick them out? You take away the noises. You spare yourself on God's word. Hallelujah. So how do I then renew my mind? With God's word. Hope you're hearing me. With God's word. God's word. Psalms 119 by verse 105. Psalms 119. Right? Okay? Verses 12. Not 105. Don't make me quote scripture upside down. Psalms 119 verses. Okay? Verses 11. It says, your word, thy word, O Lord, have I hidden in my heart. Is that in my heart? So, where do you need to store God's word? Your spirit or your mind? What about your spirit? My spirit is well educated about God. My spirit knows all of God's word. My spirit, hope I obey. My spirit knows God. My spirit is one with God. Hallelujah. But my mind is where God's word needs to be stored. Hallelujah. Hope you have seen it. The word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. It says, blessed art thou, O God. O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Hallelujah. Amen. So you put God's word in your mind. So where do you store God's word in your mind? You get to study the word. Get to, you see, actively do it. Amen. Actively do it. Store God's word in your mind. Actively do it. You see, you don't serve God when you feel like serving God. And that's the problem with people. Because people have been taught too much to work with their emotions and their feelings. So they only pray when they feel like praying or when there's a problem. So people only thank God when they feel there's a problem. Or when they want to just sing a song. They just, oh, let me sing the song. Even when the song isn't going to make sense to you, you sing. You're not singing song because it's good to your ears. You sing song because you are in worship to God. You are worshiping God. Hope you're hearing it. Amen. Is that the best days of my life? Only when you got your contract. But when they turned down your contract, God no go shame us. Bam bam. He no go shame us. Bam bam. Christian! But when you got the contract, these are the best days of my life. You know, they're remembering Pastor Wisdom. I am saved and I am changed. When it's not going well. You see that? When it's going well, you think these are the best days of my life. And I'm saving our intent. Yahweh, the glory cloud is here. There are heavenly happenings. What happened, man? I got a contract. So, you know, there were heavenly happenings. What about you're working police now, die. You no longer see heavenly happenings. No, you're singing songs. It's not because of your emotional state. You know, we've been taught that too much. Plus the fact that some people are now watching Korean film too much. Korean film too much. So you're always emotional. It's just my nature. Your nature kill you there. What comes is that? It's just my nature. I'm just emotional. I'm emotional. So I feel like singing Celine Dion today. Hey! I'll catch a green egg for you. Hey, believer. sing, the Spirit is leading me. Sing songs like His Presence, His Glory, now not yet. His glory, His love, His love, His love, His love. His love, I say, sir. Sister, I'm not in that mood to sing. I'm in the mood to sing. Ha-eh, make the stars look like they're not shining. Believer. Or you think it's like Pastor Dixie when he wanted to, when there was candles. I remember. I saw the man of God singing some song. I'm like, my God. This guy is in the world. No, imagine that person say, man of God, what are you singing? Say, no, great is thy faithfulness. Anyway, but we praise God not because of our emotions. Hope you know me. But many times we are taught that way. To sing our mood. No, we don't sing our mood. Hallelujah. You know what song does? Song creates an atmosphere for you. So, meaning, I can be here and I want to stir up an atmosphere of healing. Even if I don't feel like it. Hallelujah. I might not feel like it, but I want to stir up an atmosphere of healing. So I sing songs of healing. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I have faith. I don't need to, I'm not saying I'm sick, but I'm singing it. Hallelujah, because this is what God has done. So we sing our victories, we sing our realities in Christ, not our emotions. Hope you are with me. Your emotions can play you, but your emotions can or might not be your reality. My reality is what Christ has done for me. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. So you work on your mind. You work on your mind so that your emotions won't be jumping. What in your mind? I'm talking to someone for the past 2-3 days now. I think the person is always talking about Muslim. I said, are you okay? It's for me to discover lately that, he's already having feeling for a Muslim person. I said, yeah. That's why you've been talking Muslim. Is it good for a Christian to marry a Muslim? He's not really Muslim. He's not marry a Banji. Rubbish. Hallelujah. There are some talk I don't get involved in. You go for a Christian in my head. It's not only Muslim. Let me take you to my village. There are some people that I know that if they do jazz for you, you go see jazz. Wow, imagine. Amen. Talking rubbish. Amen. Amen. So I have to renew my mind, right? So what do I renew my mind with? God's word. Not with TV. Amen. God's word. Not with TV. Not with social media. I told you, people are paid to influence the way you think on social media. They pay people heavily. See. Eh? I have seen it happen. In the days of subsidy. When they just removed subsidy. Just last year, not in the day. That people were shouting, it didn't take... People that were having suffering. It didn't take 2 or 3 weeks. Everybody stop talking about it. They will have just positioned. I told someone that all these mantras of people, snakes swallow money. Yeah, that is people controlling media. And you don't know. They say, hey, snake has swallowed money. The major issue, you're forgotten it. It's called media control. People are paid. Not this funny OAPI guys think are the one social media. There are people who are paid to control the flow of media. And then they believe in all this in the media. So that means they can toy with your emotions the way they want to. Who is on social media? Your emotion is just in the hands of few people. You don't know. Going forward, something, if anything happens, I'll mark it and then I'll tell you how they control it. They will not come out and debunk it. They'll bring another news. Something else that will wipe your mind away from the old one. Just listen. People are paid heavily. But I heard that there's somebody who is being paid, right? And they know how to move the numbers. Just pay them, don't worry. They'll contact other people. Pam, 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 pam. Everybody start talking about it. Yeah. A dear man of God said that. He said, do you think he has people around him that does it, that if he wants to get fame by that, fame, just to pay that money, they will help you. It will go... Paul is going to say something. It's impossible. Don't renew your mind with the world. You don't renew your mind with a new skit. A new skit. Amen. Glory to God. With a new skit. A man that hangs around a woman for a long time and says nothing will end up fetching what? Quarter in her on her wedding day. New skit. The father says, I don't know what that was. Something. Amen. You sit and your mind is there, man, word. And there's God's word. Amen. So the way you, those that laughed, I know who have watched it. Amen. It's just, your mind is important. Glory to God. Amen. How about renew your mind? Some people say, I don't just understand what's happening. Let me go for club. No. Let me go and dance. No. You renew your mind with God's word. Hallelujah. In your mind how? God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word. God's word is that very important. Look at Psalm 119. God's word is God's leading also. God's word is God's leading. So that means if I fill my mind with God's word, I'm filling my mind with God's ability to lead me. God's leading. Did you see that? My mind. Psalms 119 verse 110. It says, Psalm 119 verse 105. What if I call it 110? My mind has been going to 110 since. Amen. Amen. It says, I say that word is a lamp unto my feet. Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word, light unto my path. Light unto my path. So that means God's word is light. You see that? God's word is direction. God's word is direction. God's word is direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Joshua 1:8. God was speaking to a man who is leading the children of Israel to the land of Canaan. Right? You know, God would have just said, okay, don't worry, forget Moses. Moses is dead. Right? I will lead you with my words. Right? Right? But look at Joshua 1:8. He's telling a man who is leading people. He said, Joshua 1:8. He said, this book of the law. Pause. What's book of the law there? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Is that it? Is that the book of the law? Law of Moses? Thank you. Now, I said, this book of the law. God is about to lead him, and God is pointing him to Moses' writings. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. This is what is due to God's word. Amen. For thou shalt meditate on it day and night. So that means God's word should influence you, not the influencers of this world. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night. How many times? Pause. Pause. How many times? Stop, stop, stop. Let's see this. You have to take this census yourself. I'm not saying that you are not going to make mistakes. We do. Right? Right? Many times we make mistakes. And that's why we are not Jehovah. He is Jehovah. We can make mistakes. Sometimes we can even be in error. Even be wrong. Right? But you know what? Always gauge yourself. In a day, how often do you think on God's word? How often? Look at today now. How often did you think on God's word? I'm not saying, you know, the way you think about things, I'm going to make money. How often do you think on God's word? God's word comes to your mind. Like, you say, you remember God's word in a day. How often do you think? You know that you should learn to think on God's word. Even without, but I'm not in a place where I can hold my Bible. Maybe you're in the office, you're working, and then you think through God's word. You can think through God's word. Think through scriptures. Oh, this scripture. And then I do that often. Sometimes I can think through scriptures. Okay, this scripture. And I'll put it down. When I get home, I go to read again. Okay, this and this. What is the correlation, right? It's because I'm thinking through it. I'm thinking through it. Amen. God wants you to apply your mind in His word or on His word. So apply your mind. It's very vital. Amen. Sometimes, okay, for example, this will shock some people. John 8:12. Right? The first time I linked John 8:12 to Genesis 1:2 was not in a study. Was not in the study. I didn't link it in his study. I never did. Amen. John 8:12. I was just thinking one day, light. And then I linked it to, now, I have taught you Joshua 8:12 with Genesis 1:3, the same higher, right? But I never thought about it that it was Genesis 1:2 also. So I was in darkness. Watch it. These things are together, right? Not verse 3 now, verse 2. These things are together. That is it. So I wrote it down. When I go home, and I read it again. This is that. I'm like, this is where Jesus was reading from. Do you understand me? This is where Jesus is reading from. How are you following me? This is where Jesus is reading from. This is that. But I have to think about it. Hope you're following that. I have to think about it. So think on God's word. Most times it might not be a study. Do you know how many times I've thought of my GPLR teaching? Trying to pull my notes together in my thoughts first. Look at me. Put my thoughts first. Then go back again and look at it and then write it down. Now, it doesn't mean that all the time I think through it, I'm correct. Sometimes I think through it. When I get to the scripture, it's like, they're not related. You understand me? But God wants you to think through His word. Think through His word. It's vital. Hallelujah. You're His child. So you think through His word. Hallelujah. He said, meditate. Now, Joshua 1:8 again. He said, this book of Joshua, that thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Right? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. See, only then you make your ways prosperous and have good success. People have used that word, make your ways prosperous and have good success, use it for business. That is deceit. That is being unsincere. God wasn't talking about, some people have used it for exam. You want to make success in your exam. You know, the Bible says meditate. See, come, you are unsincere. Because Joshua was not writing an exam. Joshua was not writing JP. Why are you bringing it there? He said, you want to make progress in your business. Meditate upon God's word. Hey, go and think of how to make money. Oh. Meditate upon God's word to make success in your business. You will fail. Your business will crash like Santos. You know, they were doing church in Santos. MD. COO. They were doing church in Santos. Let's do board meeting. So no, let's just speak in tongues. Somebody is dying there. So let us pray for him. A guy, he will use 3 cents for business. This is dying. Amen. That's a joke. That was not being sincere. How can you say God was telling you, we will meet you, want to be successful in your business, meditate upon God? What? They're not thinking about the stock market. They're not thinking about the influence of Joe Biden losing the election and Trump winning on the stock market. They say, no, I'm just looking at God's word. God's word, I'm just buying the trade. It will shock you. It will shock you. You have to watch the indices, right? But that's not what is happening here. He says, only they will make the way prosperous and have good success. What is the prosperous there? The prosperous and the good success there is in leading them. Is in leading God's path. So you make your way prosperous in leading them. So they make your way prosperous and good success there is in leading. So God needs you to meditate on His word. His word. Open your enemy. His word. And after you hear someone tell you that is money or business, just be laughing. Because it's rubbish. Amen. You say, for some, we can bring in business there. Come, let me conk your head. Can you read a Babio test book to go and write ICANN exam? Nonsense. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If that's the way, Bill Gates will not be the richest man. Neither will Dangote be the richest man in Africa. These are not Christians. Amen. The people that will be rich will be the people selling Bible. Because they are selling the world. Amen. Well, that was not the case. Right? Amen. These guys will just be selling Bible. Say, how did you make it? Say, men are sell Bibles. I sell Bibles. You know, that's why I'm rich. I sell the world. Eleni Boroboro. Fucking rubbish. Amen. Amen. So the making of a person is God's leading. So God Himself pointed Joshua to the written word for leading. God is leading him but through Moses' words. God didn't tell him, forget Moses, it's God. That is his time. No! Joshua have to read Moses. In following God's leading, he had to read Moses. Hope you hear me. He had to read Moses. And he's a writer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he's a writer, we see. So, like I said, it's on Sunday. No, but the Bible doesn't speak to specific names. Well, remember, we dealt with that on Sunday, right? There's no sit to my specific. What is God? Is God leading me to Jaffa? That should be more specific. I said, well, for you to know the specific, understand what the general is. Like what that dear brother said to me, sister. He said, I've learned how to say the right things by preaching. I've learned by experience. Amen. I was preaching one time, I said, the believer is like a wind. Remember that teaching? Like a wind, unfathomable. Say, brother, I was smart. That is not me. Now went and now came to meet me and said, sir, if you say the believer is like a wind, right? Then that means I don't need the Bible to know God. I say, how? He said, no, sir, just look at it. He said, you say the Bible is a manual to our lives. I say, yes. Say, if I read a manual about a fan, for example, if I know the manual of this fan, that means I know everything about the fan. And you say the believer is a wind. Sir, automatically, what it means is, if anybody reads the Bible, he knows me. That means the Bible is not the manual to our lives. Funny enough, that night I was preparing to go to school. The next morning, I talk and talk. We're like, no, sir, this is, you know what? And the person is the one leading that was a leader in church. I said, you know what, don't teach this thing to any of my brethren. We'll deal with it when I'm back. And I walked him up onto upper gates. It was in the night around 10. Maybe you know how we've spoken. I guess around past 10. I said, see, you know what, don't teach this thing. You know, by 11 o'clock, you know, you can't walk again on base. I said, see, don't teach it. We'll talk about it. But before I came back, the guy started smoking. In their hand, started drinking. You know, there is red wine, there's white wine. He's taking white. Yeah, he was getting there, he was shadowing. Satan does not just break your defense once, over time. Did you see that? Over time. And sometimes your pastor is preaching and he said something. And I said, no, 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 it wasn't specific to me. You are hiding your sin. Hallelujah. Not specific to me. It was just general. In the general, you find the specific. Hallelujah. And that's how God works. In the general, you find the specific. So as you get to study God's word, you might not necessarily see your name Motu in the Bible. You will not even see Lagos. You will even see Nigeria. What you will be seeing is Asia, Israel. Right? Kolo, Kolosi. Galicia, Ephesia. You will not even see your village. But you will see Abba, Abia. You will see Ijebu. The Ijebu site. Amen. Amen. Don't mind me. I'm just joking. Amen. But you find Taraba there. No matter how you know the word and do the word, you find Taraba will not enter. Amen. You like say, I walk in the street. See Yahweh, Taraba is not there. Amen. It can never be there. Amen. Now, is it because Taraba is not there? You will not know God's word for the specific for Taraba. No. Or then imagine because Benji is there, Benjamin is there. Now go and then, like my friend Jeremiah of blessed memory. Jeremiah, Jeremiah is very funny. He has said, they invited him to come and preach in Sunday's meeting. He just stood up. Good afternoon, good evening, brethren. My name is Jeremiah Owojori. He said, my name is Prophet Jeremiah Owojori. Let's open to the book of Jeremiah. The guy so much so loved Jeremiah. One day he came and said, man, I've read the book of Lamentation, but it's not fair. What is it to Jeremiah? Seriously, he said it's not fair. He loved Jeremiah very well. And he said, he's the prophet Jeremiah. I'm the prophet Jeremiah of my head. So they just called you and he said, you know what? Let me tell you what Jeremiah did. The Lord told Jeremiah by the Spirit to go to the village square, sit down, carry the feces of cow, of an animal, and eat it. There is not in the Bible. We now showed him. And they be now, because you are prophet Jeremiah, go to Atogate. Sit down. You are doing the word. Sit down. Carry, you might not get those animals, carry the feces of chicken. And eat it. Let people gather. Then give them the word. We're crazy guys then, but allow us. Anyway, well, a lovely one. But you know, in the general, you find it specific. Hallelujah. You know, generally, the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Agreement is light with darkness, as light with darkness. And then a believer wakes up and says, I love the sister. Or no, it's always the sister, because the brothers always do have control sometimes. And the sister will say, I love that guy. Say, who is he? Just the only thing there is just, I love his personality. That's the kind of, no. You remember, God said, I want to say this, God said to Samuel, man watch the outward part. God sent Samuel to go and anoint a king. He got to the house of Jesse And the first thing he saw was the first brother, who was as huge as Saul. He said, this is the Lord. But Lord said, no. No. He said, I don't see as men see. Men go for the outward path. Some people like the six-pack. So you have six-pack. And then the man of God in front of you, his stomach is like a gushing, rushing mighty wind. Amen. He says, oh, look at six-pack. And that's what you were saying in your dreams. And you better just showed up. Six-pack. Salvador. Salvador. You know your accent. Queen's English. Say, ah! I know the Lord is leading me. Pastor says, God always lead us. Say, sir, please, what is your name? Oh, my name is Alhaji. No, my name is Jinadu Jandande. From where, sir? I'm a Hindu. What religion? I'm Krishna. But you know, my religion doesn't hurt. I will allow you to serve your God. Because in my religion, we accommodate. What is Krishna? Ah, Krishna is the best religion in the world. Say, Pastor, I like him. He's just Krishna. He's more, he doesn't hurt. He's just a great message. He doesn't hurt. He doesn't bite, Pastor. Oh, what do you do? I'm a free thinker. And as a free thinker, I don't have to be in any church. You can serve your God, but I'm just free. I'm not a free thinker. I say, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I caught the right guy. I say, what is the leading of the Spirit? If you have light, what is light? God's word. And you are looking for light for leading. Amen. Darkness is what you are finding. Darkness, and you will see the darkness. Amen. Because God's word has said, what agreement has light with darkness? Amen. Amen. Bible says, he that marries, let him marry in the Lord. Okay, another thing. Is God leading me to this place? But I can't find Zamfara. I can't find Enugu in the Bible. Is God really leading me to Enugu? Question you ask is, from the general, you'll find a specific. What are you going to Enugu to go and do? What are you going to Jigawa? You know, he sent me to Jigawa. So go and do what in Jigawa? Right? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. What determines your movement is not job. What determines your movement is God's task. Remember I told you, order. 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 What life does is order. Order. But that's it. I don't know if it is God's leading for me to pick up a job in Mina. Sir, that job per month. Maybe in Lagos you are earning 50,000. That job, sharply, the amount is about 900,000. You say, no, this is the leading of the Spirit. I prayed for it. I prayed for it. When we went for GPL, I prayed. This is the open door. You didn't even talk to your pastor again. I prayed for it. You know that kind of thing. Once you just tell your parents, I have a job offer, 900,000. They will be the leading of the Spirit. No, but my pastor, is your pastor your father? Have you not heard that before? Is your pastor your father? You go to and be living with your pastor, let him be feeding you. You don't know. Is your pastor your father? Amen. Amen. Go look. I went to pick a job offer a time ago when I was not with the job, and then I had two offers. And I told my dad about the two offers. My dad said, the one with big salary. But that was not the one I eventually chose. Because that's a father will always want to be a father. When I say, but my pastor, say, is your pastor? No. Which of them? Say, no, pastor. I spoke to Pastor Dixon. Okay, because he's big like me, you think he's your father. You will go and be living with him. That is just it. So, what do you do? Now, I'm going to get there when I'm back. Most times, some of us just learn how to defer to the wrong people for advice. When it comes to leading of the Spirit, leading of the Spirit is not following your daddy or your mommy. At what age? At age 25, you are still going, I want to call my daddy. I don't understand, as for who? Born again, Holy Ghost seed. It's my daddy that said, I must take that your daddy. It sounds like sugar daddy. Rubbish. My daddy. My daddy that said, when you should be, maybe because of me, baby is me. You see, is your daddy that will tell you the job to take? I remember one time he had a job offer. He told me, I told him, go and pick it. In his eye, was like, ah. From his eyes, I saw it. He said, ah, pastor doesn't like me. In his eye, was like, ah, can look at pastor's eyes, go and take this kind of job. I said, go and take it. If he had something to do to me, we would have done it. I'm serious. I said, go and take it. Like, pastor, this cannot be, he couldn't even, I don't think that job, that offer could even pay your transport fare going to work the whole full month. So take it. Right? You needed to take it. I think one day you just have a time where you talk to some brethren who are looking for 10 billion from year one. You know, I used to have that fantastic notion, that notion when I'm done with school, I'll be earning 1 million. I came out from school, I was looking for a girl, I was submitting my CVs in. When I got to my first job, I was saying, how much would you want to earn? God made me ask somebody outside, how much do you want to earn? Yeah. You need a paper? He said, you know, it's 100,000 here. I was like, I cannot take it. Yeah. You're going back. But that job, no matter how small it was, look at me today. Hallelujah. Look at me today. Imagine I didn't take it though. But I did. But why am I telling you? Sometimes we defer to the wrong people. And you have God's word there to guide you. You have your pastor. We're going to get it. Permit me. I have 3 minutes to say this. Amen. Amen. So I said to us that God's leading is not spectacular, but supernatural, spiritual. Right? I said that to us. I just want to get there. I want to make sure I end this today. So that when I'm by next week Sunday, we'll look at it again. We'll continue from where we stop. Hallelujah. So God's leading is supernatural, spiritual. So that means, listen, God will lead you with his word. Right? Right? He will also lead you with your local church. I've shown you this. I don't want to see you as your pastor, but always learn to defer to your pastor. Sometimes when it looks as if you are about to make some decisions, before you rush, speak to your pastor. I'll close like this with a story that my pastor said to me, said to us. Most times I use the word said to me, it looks as if it's personal, but he said it to us. He said of a young lady who missed an exam. She missed the exam. And her friends noticed that she has missed the exam. Why? I think I've said this in previous times too. So the friend noticed that she has missed an exam. So they quickly went to meet the lecturer and now started telling the lecturer. She prayed for the exam. She prayed well for the exam. But one thing led to the other, she missed the exam. That can happen to anybody. It has happened to me, almost happened to me. But that happened to me. That happened to me. That was last year. Last year, I missed an exam. I went to my exam hall a day after the exam. When we went for Kaduna, Kaduna meeting, I came back. The day I came back was the day of my exam. I didn't know. So I went the next day to exam hall. Shoputilo. I have to repay the money again in another batch. So it can happen to people. So the lady prayed. prayed and went to the exam hall and saw that she missed the paper. But before she got to the exam hall, her friend had spoken to the lecturer on how to do a makeup exam for the girl. So, he said, okay, get her, they will do a makeup exam secretly for the girl that she can just do, rewrite her own exam. Is that not an answered prayer? But she did not know. Because she saw that she had missed the call, she quickly called her mom. Do you get? Before she even called her pastor, she quickly called her mom. Ah, mommy, problem. Hey, problem. Hey, hey, I missed my exam. Final year. Hey, final year exam. Hey. The mom picked up call and called the dean of the faculty. My daughter missed her paper. Blah, blah, blah. So, dean of the faculty. Lecturer, very strict. But lecturer has agreed. But now, dean is involved. Dean does not know how to tell lecturer to do makeup exam because does not know, because the lecturer is strict. They don't know the lecturer will not expose him to board. Did you see that? And the lecturer now know that dean is aware. He doesn't want to now do it, and dean will now use it as a means to catch him. My sister had to come back after 1 year to write that course. She spent extra year for not following the leading of the spirit. She now spent an extra year for calling mommy before she called her pastor. Calling mommy. Your parents always act in emotions. I'm not telling you not to listen to your parents. You have to listen to your parents. Obey your parents. But when it comes to the leading of the spirit, you follow God's word. Right? Right? You have pastors. You have leaders in church. I'm not saying you begin to talk about it like gossip. I think God is leading me. Everybody in church knows that God is leading you to. No. Amen. No, that's not it. I'm talking about you defer to your pastor. The pastor. This is it. Right? Don't be too fast. Some people, when it comes to religion, they're always too fast, too quick to make decisions. If that is who you are, if that is your configuration in the natural, you're always quick to make decisions. No. You don't do that when it comes to the things of the spirit. You have to wait. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You have to relax, defer, wait. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heard me? Wait. And then follow God's leading. Glory to God. Learn something this evening? You sure you learned something?